You're listening to SBS News.
More than 13,000 kilometres from Ukraine, expatriates living in Sydney have made Oleksandr Zhozhliak feel at home. The 41-year-old Invictus Games competitor has attended a series of community events, sharing his story at a question-and-answer session. Zhozhliak says he lost his left arm in the war in the east of Ukraine, between government forces and Russian-backed rebels. An explosion had caused him to take cover in a trench until a tank targeted him. To escape with his life, he dived into a pit. The tank ran over his left side and then, he says, turned around to do it again. Oleksandr Zhozhliak says he's used sport and the Invictus Games to help him recover from the injury and much more.
My main reason for competing in the Invictus Games is my physical rehabilitation. But I want other people in Ukraine who have disabilities to be encouraged that they too can have similar opportunities, so they too can have a better life.
Zhozhliak is competing in cycling and archery at the Games. At the cycling, Ukrainian expatriates living in Sydney lined the route around Sydney's botanical gardens to cheer him on, leaving him incredulous.
The support of the Ukrainian community was so huge. It seems like Ukrainians are everywhere.
Australian-born Justin Senko is president of the Ukrainian Youth Association based in Sydney's West and was an organiser of a question-and-answer session with the Ukrainian team. He talks of the impact on the community from hearing the competitors' stories.
Seeing what's interesting, that probably most heartbreaking and most warming, is how they all wish they could wake up again in a new life so they could have a full able body so they could go and continue fighting. And as much as all they've achieved, all the glory they get at these games, they still want to be out there on the battlefield serving their country. And that's just, you know, really heartwarming, humbling, and makes our lucky country of Australia just seem all that more surreal in comparison to the rest of the world.
The Invictus athletes are an international mix of the wounded, injured and ill from military forces from 18 countries. Mr. Senko says they're leaving a deep impression.
We do have a hope for our young group that we have been working with our youth group to really have a bit more understanding of tolerance and better focus on how to deal with asking questions about people who have a disability, which is always difficult, and then also how to be able to see past that disability. I think there's a lot of positives around the way that the Invictus Games combines that combination of service and disability, overcoming disability together.
Oleksandr Zhozhliak says for the competitors, there is also great pride in the opportunity to mix with other servicemen and women.
I have fought for my country and completed my duties, so it's nice to be part of this Invictus community.
Laurie Luira, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.